Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Pete Doshea, the founder of Cortec and also executive vice president with Shaw Industries. Pete, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I'm obviously anxious about where this is going to all end up and where we are in this V. A lot of people say this is going to be a V event from an economic standpoint. Is that your perspective?
Well, hopefully it's going to be a V event, so that fast as it went down, it's going to come back up. But that we will have to see. Obviously, employment numbers yesterday were pretty ugly, and I think we're only at the beginning of seeing people being unemployed as a result of this. How long this will be prolonged, I don't know. The president, of course, wants us to get back to business as soon as possible. I think we all want to do that, but at the same time, we want to be safe, not do anything premature, which might jeopardize us even further and longer.
One of the things I want to start with is most people know the product that you developed, invented, sourced, and has been a game changer in the business comes from China. So you have a lot of friends, a lot of relationships in China, and they have apparently changed their curve as far as their incident rate. So give us an update on what's going on in China.
Yep, China is, of course, a number of weeks or maybe months ahead of us. They've had the max of this virus issue around the end of January, beginning of February, right in the midst of their Chinese New Year. Obviously, they've taken some very drastic measures, as we all know, to contain this, and they have been able to get grip of this very, very quickly. So consequently, right now, they have passed the curve, and most of the activity in China has gone back, I would say, to about 85-90% normal. All of our manufacturing partners have seen their workers return to their plants and are back in business. Still some issues here and there with some transportation and maybe some supply of raw materials, but for the majority, they're open for business and they're asking us for orders and they're ready to go again. So they've gone through it. I think we can learn from what they've done and try to implement it here so that we can as well get out of this as soon as possible. They don't have any new cases occurring on a daily basis, and if there are any cases occurring, unfortunately it's from people traveling into China. So therefore there's a ban now on people traveling into China. Overall business in China with our suppliers is back to normal.
That's encouraging about the incident rate, isn't it?
Yes, it's really encouraging, and they've were able to contain it very quickly.
You mentioned to me that Julian, your son, had some contacts over there, and he knew of some masks that were shipped over from China as an act of goodwill, right?
Yeah, I want to share with the audience as well. I mean, there's always a silver lining and some good things happening even when we're in the darkest moments. And we've been contacted by many of our suppliers just out of the blue and saying, how can we help? What can we do? Can we send you some masks? Can we send you some guns? Can we send you some any other type of material that can help you? I mean, and they volunteered, and every one of our suppliers stepped up to the plate, and they've been shipping boxes of masks to us here in the United States free of charge on their expense when it comes to travel. My son Julian still has a lot of contacts, of course, in China with our supplier friends, and I think over the last couple of weeks he has received close to 35,000 masks, which has been distributed to the local hospitals here in Bedford County, to a medical center here in Murray County as well. And people are still calling and saying, what else can we do? How can we help? So, you know, there is really a sense of camaraderie. We're all in this together. We have to kind of win this together. And I can only say thank you to our supplier partners for volunteering and helping and trying to find a way to get us out of this mess as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Give us an update with what's going on with Shaw right now.
At Shaw, we are very focused on, first and foremost, the well-being of our associates, and that's our prime focus. All the rest comes secondary. You know, we have asked our people they can to work from home. A lot of people have done that. We have set up our teams at home. Our IT department has done a fantastic job in providing everyone with the necessary tools to work from home. And it's surprisingly how smooth that has gone and how we can still continue to do business with only part of our staff basically on campus. So we've asked people to stay home and to take care of themselves and obviously to follow the guidelines that are being set out with social distancing and making sure that if you feel that you might have some type of fever or something, that you have yourself checked so that we can find out and trace back if you have been in contact with some of our associates while you were at the office or while you were at the plant. I mean, our people in the factories, they are the frontline people, and again, like to thank them very much for continuing to work in the plant. At the office and at the staff level, we can go home, but obviously we've been asking our plant associates to continue to work as the orders are continue to come in, and we are assumed an essential business right now as part of the builders segment, as part of the housing market, as part of the shelter that we should provide. I mean, our flooring business is considered an essential business, so we're trying to keep it running, and we really thank our associates in the plant that they are coming to work every day and follow the guidelines in order to keep safe working conditions. We all have to adapt, and I think when all this is over, Kemp, we all will look at this and say what worked, what didn't work, what can we do to get ready for when this happens again, and how can we better prepare, how can we set ourselves up in a better situation in order to combat what at some stage will come again, the next virus.
I'm sure the order rate is probably down a little bit, but still steady. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the order book was strong going into all this, so there's quite a bit of a backlog that still needs to be filled and supplied. From that point of view, we have still seen a very healthy order entry and shipping numbers, but clearly we expect that all this will probably turn in the next couple of weeks. For right now, we're doing what we can to supply all the orders out as fast as we can. There is activity out there. We see when people go stay home and they look around and they maybe do some spring cleaning and find the opportunity while they have time at home to spruce up a bedroom or a bathroom or a downstairs workout room. And as a result, we see activity. We see order activity. And for sure, when it comes to the DIY products, and LVT Cortec with its click installation method is a very easy product to buy and to install. There is business out there, no question. Big boxes seems to be doing pretty well. Encourage our specialty retail partners to obviously do whatever they can to keep the business going, because there is business to be had if they find a creative way to keep their stores open, to make sure their associates are comfortable to come to work and find a way to keep a distance between the customers coming in, but still supply them, still service them. There's business there for the moment, both on the residential and the commercial side. We're seeing some projects being done that probably would not have happened if people would have not stayed home, or if schools would have not been closed, or restaurants. And so there's activity, no question.
Yeah, that's a big point I want to try to emphasize, is that the home center business is really strong right now. They're open because they're considered a hardware construction material outlet, and they're selling a lot of flooring right now. I'll tell you, here's a chain that doesn't want to be identified. A friend of mine that has a chain up in the Pennsylvania area, the police came in, tell him he needed to shut his doors per the governor, and he pushed back and proved that he was an essential business, and he's staying in business and actually has some business. You have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so I think you have to stand up if you're being questioned. You have to stand up and make a point that you are part of that the builder business and part of the essential business that is out there to provide the shelter and to provide the housing and the construction that our economy needs. We had a similar type of situation with one of our warehouses, where same question, and after we explained it to the authorities, we obviously could keep the warehouse functioning. So it's all uncharted territory, so with that we have to have an open mind, but at the same time you have to stand up for what you believe is your rights are. There's business out there, and we should all work hard in trying to continue to grab the business and take our share, and not leave it all to just one channel, but share it around all of our different customer base.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pete. Well, I appreciate the update from you, and I know I'm talking to you from home, so you're actually social distancing yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've worked a couple of days in the office this week, but I've decided to stay home here for the last couple of days, and it functions very well. I've been on the phone quite a bit. We follow everything, of course, online. We have a lot of video conferences as well.
All right, Pete, thanks for the update. Again, been talking to Pete Doshea, the founder of Cortec and executive vice president with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.